Hello and welcome to this Big Fight special. The long-awaited Jammu and Kashmir Assembly elections are finally here. The poll campaigning has reached a pitch and it is being seen as a big celebration of the democratic exercise. Remember, for the last 10 years, there has been no election in the valley. This is for the first time post-abrogation of Article 370 that an assembly election will be held. With me is my colleague Nazir. Nazir, the significance of this poll?
Well, it is very significant, more than one ways. It is the first election in the history of Jammu and Kashmir which is being contested in the Union Territory. And it is the first election where people also will decide whether they are happy with the Naya Kashmir or they want to live in the old Kashmir.
So, in this Naya Kashmir, we are coming to you from the beautiful and majestic Dal Lake. With me, someone we have been seeing regularly in Delhi, Shazia Ilmi. Welcome to Srinagar. BJP spokesperson coming all the way from Srinagar. We have Mohit Bhan, spokesperson of the PDP. We have, strategically placed the two former allies together. And on this side are the present alliance partners, Ifra Jan of the National Conference and Salman Soz of the Congress Party. Beginning with you, Salman, it's an alliance which has taken shape, worked out completely. And everything is, it seems that everything has been discussed completely. But when it comes to what is it that you're offering to the people of Jammu and Kashmir, which will be completely new, not what we had seen or heard before the abrogation of Article 370?
Thank you, Maria, for having me. This election is, of course, a monumental election. But this is an election where the people are going to speak. And they're going to speak loudly. They're going to speak about the misrule, about the indignities that the BJP has heaped on the people of Jammu and Kashmir, the only state to be dismembered and demoted to Union Territory status, the only state where such large-scale disempowerment of people happened by a dispensation in Delhi, which is now ruling this part of the country through an unelected person, the lieutenant governor. So I think the people, and what has happened during this time is that there's large-scale misery in all parts of Jammu and Kashmir, and there's large-scale resentment against the BJP because of what they've done to this place. Okay. Second highest unemployment rate in the country. The highest unemployment rate for women is in Jammu and Kashmir. Industrial production has grown basically stagnant, 1% over the last 5 years. People employed in industries down 16%. Insecurity about land, insecurity about government jobs. You know that 65,000 government posts remain vacant since 2019.
Let's get a word from Shazia as well.
Okay. Shazia, BJP has been talking about that. This is the era of development, peace in Jammu and Kashmir. And this is all about this governor's, lieutenant governor's rule duty. And you are going to restore the statehood after election. That's what the prime minister said. But looking back, when we see all these years, this is the longest time of, gap between two elections. Why BJP failed to hold elections in time since 2018? And then what Salman has asked.
So, first of all, let me make it amply clear that I represent the average citizen of Jammu and Kashmir, and we have three representatives from three political families who are responsible for the misrule and the way things have gone on in the valley. So, I'm very proud to be part of the setup which has ensured not just Ayushman cards, which is looking at 85 lakhs of them in just Jammu and Kashmir, but also basic safety. Whether you look at terrorism, which is down by 70%, or stone pelting, or which is done away with. So this is the new mustaqbil or the future we're looking at. And this is the true azadi that Kashmiris are feeling for the first time, Jammu and Kashmir. As for my friend Salman, who talks about it being unconstitutional or not representative of people, you know, the Supreme Court has put a stamp on it. As far as the governor's rule is concerned, you know, Kashmir and the state of erstwhile state of Jammu and Kashmir has seen a governor's rule three times that of this particular rule for the last 5 years. As far as elections are concerned, we've had the Zilla elections, DDC elections, and the Lok Sabha elections. And you see the abject failure of these three parties when the leaders of their parties have failed and rejected by the Kashmiri citizens. Why did Mehbooba lose? Why did Umar Abdullah lose? Why does Umar Abdullah have to go out taking off his hat and begging for his honor? And why does he have to go from one place to the other? In fact, very important questions that I need to ask Salman Sozji is that what kind of an alliance is this? Because going, I mean, this is the biggest discord. We know starting from 52, the Delhi agreement between Sheikh Abdullah and Nehru, to going to 1975 between Indira Gandhi and Sheikh Abdullah and Farooq Abdullah and Farooq Abdullah and Rajiv Gandhi, the famous one in 86, 87 rather, which led to militancy. What kind of accord is this where Congress party has to answer not just to Jammu and Kashmir, but to Maharashtra and Haryana and everywhere in India as to where it stands on the constitution, on reservation, on national flag? So I think that, you know, while I speak against all of you, all the three representatives, but these are the three families which have ruined the future, the present, and the past is for everybody,
Salman,
to see.
A quick word from you before I bring in others.
You know, first of all, I would not ever dream of representing the people of the state that Shazia comes from, so I'm not sure how she represents the average Jammu and Kashmiri out here. Let me just say
this
looks like the BJP's
citizen of
this is
my country,
exactly
whichever state
listen,
they come
listen,
from.
Listen to me. This is exactly the mentality of the BJP.
Shazia, let me finish. Every Indian should talk about every state of India, including Jammu and Kashmir.
Again, let me just finish. I'm not going to interrupt you, Shazia. The rules of the game should be I don't interrupt you, you don't interrupt me.
Okay, go ahead. Yes.
This is exactly the mentality of the BJP. They think, sitting in New Delhi, because they have a government there, they can basically control whatever happens here. You know, let me tell Shazia, that the BJP has basically prohibited sand mining for locals in lots of places. Jahan pe Jammu Kashmir ke log, and she only talked about people of Kashmir. This is about Jammu and Kashmir. And Jammu and Kashmir people hate BJP right now. Why? Things like contracts are given to outsiders mostly. JNK people are shut out. By the way, jis jagah pe aapko ret pe hak nahi hai. Aapko apni ret pe hak nahi hai. Aap kya hak dilayenge aap?
One important issue which has become the resources of locals. The contracts have been given to the non-locals. Jobs has remained a challenge because there have been several scams, but government has ordered inquiry, CBI's inquiry.
You know, if you look at tourism, it's a record number. We're looking at 25 lakhs. No, calm down. So first of all, I want to say that as a citizen of this country, I can speak for every citizen of my country, whether it's my brothers and sisters in Jammu or my brethren in Kashmir. Irrespective of the fact about what my antecedents are or lineages, which I don't want to bring up because I speak as a pure Indian and I speak on Indian territory, very proud of it, and I will speak for Jammu and Kashmir as much as I will speak for UP and Bihar. That's one. And two, Nazir, bhai, I would like to say that in terms of what the locals are feeling, because there was just band, this was Hartal time, it was just end of everything. For the first time, it's flourishing. The hotels are full, I mean, the taxi walas, you just see all around. There is actually, progress. There is actual financial transactions. There is money flow.
Wow.
So I think it's huge. Okay, I think it's huge,
so
and everybody knows that.
You have painted a picture which is really beautiful. Yeah.
But
why is the opposition of the opinion?
No, I'm not painting any picture which is beautiful. I think a lot needs to be done.
Yes.
No, Maria, a lot needs to be done. But I'm just saying that compared to what we were going through.
One moment. Let me bring in Ifra. Ifra, the question is that if the BJP says that they represent the ordinary, the man on the street, then is it also not true that there are the three parties which have ruled Jammu and Kashmir, largely, you know, the National Conference and the PDP, they are dynastic parties?
Let's go one by one, Maria. And I have not interrupted anybody. I would not like anyone to interrupt me. First thing Shazia ji said, she said she sees that the hotels are full and there's so much tourism. If you just took a shot of Dal Lake behind me, there's not even a single shikara in Dal Lake. This is the kind of tourism we see in Jammu and Kashmir. This is the time when shikaras... You know, we can't have one person talking, Maria.
Okay, no, she's speaking. Yeah, please go ahead. Yeah.
There's not a single tourist here because in Kashmir, especially after the Amarnath Yatra starts, the government of India, it blocks all the roads in Pahalgam, Gulmarg, and it essentially chokes tourism. Tourism in Kashmir is only 4 months thanks to the misgovernance of the BJP government. Look at, there is not a single shikara. This is what happens when you take on yourself the banter of representing a population which you do not understand and where you don't even have the eye to what to look for. Thankfully, Maria ji, we live in a country, in a democracy, where the only people who can claim to represent a population are people who've been chosen by those people. Thankfully, we're not in North Korea, where somebody comes in and says, I am the representative of this entire place, and I will tell you how happy the people in North Korea are. You know, Maria, this time Shazia ji represents a political party that ensured no elections were held in Jammu and Kashmir and ensured that no elected representatives were allowed to speak on their behalf. And only after the Supreme Court stepped in with its order where it said that, no, you have to conduct elections,
we have to have
elected representatives.
What are the issues on which the people of Jammu and Kashmir are voting?
Okay, well, I will go to Mohit Bhan of the PDP. Mohit ji, PDP, NC Congress has alliance, BJP is not with you. You know, you are actually fighting with all the three parties. So what this election stands for you, when we know, you know, PDP, which was literally dismantled because it lost most of its leaders. Now, when you are fighting this election, there are again challenges. What are the issues you are fighting this election?
First of all, you know, everybody is going, gaga about the elections happening. I think this is the most unfortunate thing in a democratic setup, that elections are happening after 10 years. I think it's the most heinous or the most shameful act one has ever seen in the history of independent India. So there is nothing to brag about it by any of us or maybe anybody from the media or anybody about that the elections are being conducted. The second thing you talked about are the challenges, how PDP is going into the elections. You know, I think it's a known fact that anybody who has been boldly advocating the aspirations or the voice of common Kashmiris have always had differences with Delhi, and Delhi has come down heavily on it. And post the abrogation of Article 370 and 35A, we have seen that how almost 44 elected former MLAs or ministers were arm-twisted to leave PDP. And, we had to build everything scratch from the scratch, brick by brick. And I think we went into the parliament elections also alone. Shazia ji did highlight that why Mehbooba ji lost. At least she had the courage to go back to people and ask for the votes. Winning and losing is part of the elections. Even after, bragging so much about Jammu and Kashmir and 370 and 35A, BJP couldn't muster the courage to field a single candidate in entire Kashmir Valley,
that's the question that I want to ask
So should you not give the credit to the BJP central government for one thing? You are a Kashmiri pandit. You are, campaigning, rather in charge of the campaign for the PDP candidate Wahid Para in Pulwama. The Pulwama, which was infamous for militancy, terror attacks. Now, situation has changed a great extent. Will you not give that credit to BJP? We can say this democracy was denied, that was in a suspended animation. There are other issues of employment, resource, etc. But on security, will you not give that credit to BJP?
Nazir, to be very honest, I left a flourishing career in corporate industry in 2018 and moved back to Kashmir. Way back, BJP had even dreamt of anything in Kashmir. So I think the credit goes to the leadership and the people of Jammu and Kashmir for accepting me in a position where I was, given the responsibility to manage a lot of things in PDP.
You know, the elections not happening. Did you know that as much as we've had the governor's rule at this time, if you look at Jagmohan time and other times, there were three times as much of no government here. And this was imposed so many times by Indira Gandhi and Rajiv Gandhi, and somehow they're quiet about it. Yep. And not just that, IFRA very proudly talked about, we represent Kashmir. So what happens to the representation of Valmikis? Whose children were not allowed to study or get jobs? What happens to that? What happens to Bakarwals? No. Let me make this point. Does she represent the Bakarwals? Does she ever look at what they go through? Or even the women who married outside the religion? And here Rahul Gandhi goes all over and talks about Arakshan. But there in Jammu and Kashmir UT, you want to remove Arakshan because you want to bring in? And I also want to ask Salman, so who's very keen to speak and is very enthusiastic. Salman ji, I want to ask you, where do you stand with your alliance partner on the national flag, one, on the constitution? Because clearly, for the first time, yes. I want to tell everybody, and I think everybody knows, that the elections here are being held under the Indian constitution, not the JNK special constitution. Yes. So what do you feel about the constitution? And also, what do you feel about reservation, which you're actually taking away from the Pahadis, from the Gorkhas, from the Bakarwals, and other communities, and giving dignity to Valmiki brothers of mine and the refugees of West Pakistan.
Let me also fact check.
One thing, Salman. Elections in Jammu and Kashmir were always happening under the Indian Constitution since 1965.
Kashmir ki baat kar rahi ho na?
Ah, Jammu Kashmir. Election Commission of India was conducting these elections, yes. Not the state's own election body.
Yes.
Number two, this is the second longest governor's rule, centered rule in Jammu and Kashmir.
But it was the first longest,
First was the since January 1990 to September 2096.
What do you owe this longest governor's rule?
I'm saying, this was all since June 2018 till this time, till the new government comes.
But I think what you should also say is that when the first time this happened in the 90s, absolutely, there was a massive insurgency at that time. Massive. This time, nothing like that. And by the way, on security, let me tell you, Maria, maybe your viewers don't know because BJP lies so much. The lowest number of terror incidents and killings in the last 30 years happened in 2012. This is Home Ministry data, 2012. Up 2012 mein kaun sa ye aapko Article 370 ka problem tha?
Okay, let's get into specifics about the alliance. Is there proper understanding on the issues of reservation and other concerns, which remain the teething issues?
You see, first things first, National Conference stands for what we have put in our manifesto. And after, Umar Saab has also said, after the government is formed, we will have a minimum program that all of you will see. But I would want to answer what Shaza ji has asked. She said, we represent the women, we represent the Valmikis, we represent the Gujjars, we represent the Bakarwals. If you represented so many communities, why were you so scared of conducting an election? Why did you not field a single candidate? Now, let's talk about women. At this point, when in Jammu and Kashmir, the unemployment rate of women is 48%, the highest in the country. You know what happened, Maria, when Article 370 was removed or diluted? The first thing that the BJP government did was it abrogated, it also ended. Pata hai kis daftar pe tala laga diya? The first office to be shut down was a Women's Commission office, where all the domestic violence, you let her speak for 5 minutes, give me 2 minutes,
go ahead.
Where all the domestic violence victims used to go because they were too scared of going to police stations or did not have the courage to do that. They shut down, they put a lock on the Women's Commissioned office and they've not reinstated that. They said we're doing, and then she talked about the Gujjars and the Bakarwals. You know, Maria, what is happening? if you were looking, if you were a Kashmiri and if you truly represented Kashmiris and the Gujjars, you would know that this government has carried out extensive demolition drives on the homes of Gujjars because they do not have the papers. Yes. Because that the papers that they ask for. In fact, it was a national conference that stood up and said, "Ab jo forests hain hamare, isme hamare Gujjar Bakarwal bhai hazaron saalon se reh rahe hain, aapko wahan se koi nahi nikalega." It was a national conference. And the Valmikis. Let me come to the Valmikis. You know, Maria ji, you're a journalist and all the viewers are watching. I'm sure you've heard of countless atrocities that happen on Dalits everywhere. Have you ever heard ki koi Dalit hamara bhai ghode pe chal raha tha aur uski lynching hui Jammu Kashmir mein? Have you? Because Dalits in Jammu and Kashmir, look at the HDI data. They are doing the best in terms of the money they have, in terms of the izzat they have.
I'll come to you, Shazia. Let Mohit speak and then I'm coming to you.
See, I think we are digressing from the issue. The issue is about the elections and how, the BJP on the one hand has been going gaga about the development but are not able to field their candidates and go out to the constituencies and the local population to seek votes. We see that how they are, fetching candidates from here and there just to fulfill the gaps, and also the ABC teams who the teams which were propagated post 2019, how they lost their deposits in the recently concluded parliament election. So I think, the Kashmiris or the people of Jammu and Kashmir, why would I only talk about Kashmir? The people of Jammu and Kashmir in a strong voice have said that the policies of BJP or the decisions of 5th August 2019 are not acceptable to them. Wherever they have gotten an opportunity, be it the Engineer Sharp's election in North Kashmir or be it election in Srinagar or the southern Kashmir, people have unitedly voted for a voice against the policies of Jammu and against the policies what have been happening in the last 5 years in J&K. I think again when we go to the assembly elections, people will once again see that who are the parties who have been unitedly fighting or are fighting for the true voice and aspirations of the people
so,
in Kashmir.
Shazia, you know, the one point which for the last few years the BJP has been saying that in this Naya Kashmir, the aspirations are being realized by the center. Now, if you get a sense, points being made and statistically also being said by Ifra here, that you were trying to give a different picture from what the truth is. So my question is that why did the BJP not field candidates in the valley, in the Lok Sabha polls? Because if you have managed to get the support of
even
the people,
even in assembly,
please go ahead.
So, I'll answer that question. So, Ifra just said that there are no atrocities against Dalits. So, does that mean that her party, along with Congress, will take away the reservations which are now, and also reservation of promotion, which has now been given to Dalits? And, BJP is a party here that has always needed the help of either PDP or NC, as is the case with Congress. So you just see us having many more candidates now, and we'll continue to have them, and it will grow. But the very fact that the stone pelting is not there. Terrorism has come down. You can talk about one random example of 2012. As for aspirations, this vote is not for the families of Mehbooba Muftis of the world and Umar Abdullahs of the world or the Gandhi family. This is for an average Jammu family and a Kashmir family.
Okay, so we have really come to the end of this discussion. I'll give 30 seconds to all of you. Please go ahead.
But you can't. The fact of the matter is that they have singularly insulted, demeaned the people of Jammu and Kashmir. When there was no justification, they destroyed our statehood. They've still not restored it. There is no accountability here. People cannot go and voice their grievances to anybody.
Yeah. That's also because they've taken people of Jammu for granted. Yes. After converting a proud Dogra state into a UT, they still believe ki yaar ye log to humko hi vote denge, kahan jayenge bichare. They've taken them so for granted and they've insulted such a proud community. However, I would want to quickly ask 3 points. She said, what is your stand on reservation? National Conference's stand on reservation is that all communities should get reservation in proportion to their population, as has been decided by the Supreme Court of India. All communities must have that. This is a very clear stand on reservation that we have. She said, बारामुल्ला में उमर साहब क्यों हार गए? भाई बारामुल्ला में तो आप लोग भी नहीं जीते, बीजेपी भी नहीं जीती. Why is it that the BJP is gloating over Engineer Rashid's win? Is he your candidate? No, he's not. Apparently, he's not. So why are you so excited and happy about it? Okay. And third, last point. I would want to ask this question to Shazia ji on behalf of Gorkhas, West Pakistan refugees, women, Kashmiri Muslims, Hindus, Dogras, and every person sitting in Jammu and Kashmir right now. Please tell us when. Don't give us a fake promise. When? What is the date when you will restore statehood back to Jammu and Kashmir?
That's imperative. But yes.
See, quickly in 30 seconds, I would want to answer two questions what BJP has been saying. One is about the reservations. She's talking about SCST. She should go back and check the data that without any reservation to the STs or the Pahadis, the J&K assembly had the highest number of SCSTs and Pahadis in the assembly, because such is the the environment here that there is no animosity between the cultures, and the Hindu votes for the Pahadi or the Pahadi votes for the Gujar votes for the Bakarwal. So without reservation also, there was the adequate number of representation, and the Kashmiris, you know, irrespective of the caste, have voted for these leaders. The second thing she has been talking about is the terrorism and stone pelting. See, I want to make it amply clear, there is difference between law and order and terrorism. Yes, when you say that the stone pelting is down, the stone pelting incidents are down, that is the law and order situation, and I 100% agree, yes, the law and order is in control. But is the situation peaceful? Is it peace? I don't think you won't. If it is peace, you won't see every 20 feet, 30 feet a security man guarding the road or the highway or the venues wherever with the election rallies are happening. So the only peace is that the law and order is in control, no doubt, but it is peace. No, the terrorism has shifted from Kashmir Valley to Jammu region. In past 1 year, we have seen more than 60 people have been killed brutally by the terrorists across the Jammu region. And if you think that that is bringing peace, I don't think we want that peace anymore. We are very thankful for the peace you have provided till now. Please wrap this peace up now. Thank you.
So, if there's any way turbulence and trauma is clearly with the three families, as you can see. There's a great justification given by both Ifra and Mohit that because there was no problem, we don't need to give a reservation because it was nothing to start with. Because there was political representation, it doesn't matter if ordinary children or Valmikis or
why do you have
refugees
to lie on TV,
no, no,
Shazia?
You are lying.
I very clearly
totally
said that reservation
so
has to be in proportion to their population.
I can't speak now.
Why would you need to lie? Let her finish.
Yes. And I also want to know whether what kind of jobs has National Conference given 500 rupees to every youngster here to throw stones, or jobs of terrorism and jobs to terrorist children and to secessionists?
I mean,
it's a matter of shame.
We have now 30% unemployment rate. There is an increase of 300%
for 300% unemployment.
We have been exposed.
Thank you so much for joining us, and let's try and wrap this up, Nazir. Things have changed in Jammu and Kashmir. There's a lot of, hope also at this point, particularly with this election, because it's about that electoral exercise that we will be seeing play out in three phases.
Exactly. And the democracy, which was in a suspended animation, finally the day has come when people will vote, decide their new government, revive democracy. That is bigger than who wins or who loses.
On that very note, thanks so much for watching, and thanks to all the panelists who took time to join us.
Thank you for watching.
Welcome back to this special broadcast where we are coming to you live from Srinagar. You have heard from the politicians. Now listen in to another set of stakeholders. Nazir Bhai, the significance of this stakeholder, because they are the youth, the ordinary Kashmiris, we say. They are YouTubers, human rights activists, teachers. They come from various backgrounds, very, very varied.
Social political activist, and hence it's very important to listen to their issues. What is it that matters to them in this election?
Well, election is all about listening to every view, every point of view, every shade of opinion, and this is also a platform where you will hear about the people, what they are saying. We heard politicians. What are these people say talking about this elections and what this election means to them? And how important this election is for the people, particularly the youth. And important thing in this election is 30% of the voters, electorate, is less than 29 years of age, which means they will be voting for the first time in their life in assembly elections.
So that's very important demographic that Nazir Bhai has just spoken about. So let me begin with Anika Nazir. She is a YouTuber and a founder of a very interesting channel, which is called Taleem Haq Hai Hamara, which essentially means education is everyone's right. Anika, you know, education, jobs have taken center stage in these elections, be it the manifesto of the BJP or the manifesto of NC or the Congress party or PDP. All the parties are talking about jobs.
Thank you so much for inviting me to your channel. Well, talking about the manifestos of different political parties, I think previously we have also seen their manifestos, and they have mentioned about the jobs and other particular things which are needed for the youth of Kashmir. But abhi tak wo us par khara nahi utre hain. It's been 30 years now. We have lived in conflict. We are the victims of conflict. We have lived this turmoil. I am 24 years old. पिछले 24 सालों से मैंने यही देखा है. तो जब jobs की बात आती है या unemployment की बात आती है, ये पता नहीं कितने सालों से चली आ रही है. कोई exact policy हमारे लिए नहीं आई है. आज आपकी channel पे मैं इसलिए आई हूँ. मीडिया पे मैं ज़्यादा नहीं आती हूँ बिकॉज आई एम साइलेंटली वर्किंग फॉर दिस इनिशिएटिव तालीम हक है हमारा. माय एरिया ऑफ इंटरेस्ट इज़ चिल्ड्रन ऑफ कश्मीर. सो क्योंकि जो चिल्ड्रन है कश्मीर के, मैं बचपन से ही उनके उनका जो ट्रॉमा है उस पर काम करना चाहती हूँ. मुझे लगता है बचपन में ही बहुत सारी चीज़ों को रिपेयर कर सकते हैं. जो चीज़ें हमने देखी है वो ना देखे. लेकिन जहाँ तक आप जॉब्स की बात कर रहे हैं, किसी ने यहाँ तक एग्जैक्ट पॉलिसी नहीं बनाई है. रिसेंटली टॉकिंग अबाउट द स्कैम्स इन JKSSB एग्जाम्स एंड द ब्लैक लिस्टेड कंपनी एपटेक जो हमारे सामने आई है, उसकी वजह से हमारे जो जॉब्स हैं वो कहीं नहीं है. यूथ जो है वो सफ़र कर रहा है. और रही बात पॉलिटिशियंस की, वो सिर्फ जुमलेबाजी करते हैं.
इम्पोर्टेंट थिंग शी इज टॉकिंग अबाउट स्कैम्स इन जॉब्स. वेल, द वैली वाज लार्जली फ्रोजन इन साइलेंस. वी सॉ ओवर द लास्ट फ्यू इयर्स सीरीज ऑफ प्रोटेस्ट इन जम्मू. दे वर प्रोटेस्टिंग अगेंस्ट स्कैम्स. वेल, द गवर्नमेंट, लेफ्टिनेंट गवर्नमेंट एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन ordered a CBI probe and several people have been arrested, but people have been demanding transparency in the recruitment.
Yes, so that's an important aspect. Would you come in on this particular issue, Wajahat? Okay. You know, this aspect of jobs, how much of that is a concern for a young man like you?
So, thank you so much. Before starting this, you know, I would like to, you know, add some other things also. You know, we have seen for this, you know, this election is historic election for us, for whole Kashmir. You know why? We have seen, conflict, terrorism, stone pelting, bullets and pellets, you know, from last 3 decades in our Kashmir Valley. मैं खुद 96 बॉर्न हूँ एंड मैंने देखा ये सब चीज़ें मैंने देखी है. वट यू नो स्पेशल जो मुझे लगा इस इलेक्शन में, दैट जो ऑर्गेनाइजेशन यू नो आई कैन से दैट जो मुझे और मेरे नौजवानों को, मेरे भाइयों को बताती थी कि दैट यू नो जो वोट डाले वो हराम है. एंड इलेक्शंस के लिए, वोटिंग के लिए जो जा रहे थे उन पे टेररिस्ट अटैक्स हुआ करते थे बिकॉज दे वर कंसिडर्ड बातिल. दे वर कंसिडर्ड, वो ऑर्गेनाइजेशन की तरफ से वो उनको माना जाता है कि दे आर नॉट मुस्लिम्स, दे आर टोटली एंटी इस्लामिक पीपल. एंड वही ऑर्गेनाइजेशन आज यहाँ पे हमारे सामने आ रही है. दे आर कॉलिंग अस दैट.
हमने वो जो पॉलिटिशियंस के साथ हमारी बात हुई, दीस थिंग्स हैव बीन डिस्कस एंड डिबेटेड सिंस यू आर ए यंग पर्सन. एंड आई विल टेल यू, यू आर सेइंग यू आर 1996 बॉर्न.
यस सर,
आई हैव कवर्ड 1996 इलेक्शन. ओके, सो आई नो हाउ इलेक्शन किस तरह यहाँ चले हैं. जो जॉब्स पे बात आ रहा है, बताए इस इलेक्शन से आपकी
क्या उम्मीद है? जॉब्स का सबसे बड़ा मुद्दा रहा पिछले कई साल।
सी सर, अगेन आई वुड लाइक टू एड वन मोर थिंग हियर। सो मैं वहीं पे आ रहा था, सो यू इंटरप्ट मी। सो आई वुड लाइक टू, जब आप जॉब्स की बात करते हो, देयर शुड बी अ स्पेस, हमारे पास एनवायरमेंट है ना, होना चाहिए कि क्या बोलते हैं इसको, आई कैन से दैट कि एक पीसफुल एनवायरमेंट होना चाहिए जहाँ पे हमें, अगर आप देखेंगे, आपने 96 से बता रहे कि दैट आप कवर कर रहे थे, आपने देखा कि दैट मेजॉरिटी ऑफ द जो एम्प्लॉयज थे, गवर्नमेंट एम्प्लॉयज थे, वो कभी जॉब पे जाते ही नहीं थे ड्यू टू हड़ताल एंड टेररिज्म एंड अदर थिंग्स। सो मेरा कहने का मतलब ये है कि दैट डेफिनेटली एज अ यूथ आई रियली वॉन्ट देयर शुड बी अ स्पेस जहाँ पे नॉट ओनली गवर्नमेंट जॉब्स, इट्स नॉट पॉसिबल कि गवर्नमेंट यहाँ पे हर एक के लिए गवर्नमेंट जॉब्स प्रोवाइड करे, बट आई वॉन्ट एज अ यूथ कि नेशनल इंटरनेशनल कंपनी यहाँ पे आ जाए, दे इन्वेस्ट एंड डेफिनेटली हमें एक स्पेस मिल जाए।
We have someone who actually represents that group. Amit, you know, since, if you can take that mic, you know, since you are a part of this, you know, Government Employees Association, give us a sense. Is there a sense that the government employees feel safe to come out to, in, you know, is, or has there anything changed in the last 10 years for them?
Indeed, it is from past 5 years, we can say things have changed. But before that, it was very tough for us to work in this culture. Hota kya tha ki calls aati thi, band hote the, hum log properly office ja nahi pate the, attacks hue. Main minorities wing ko present karta hu, I'm basically a minority wing jo jitne bhi hamare yahan Jammu Kashmir mein hai, to hum logon ke liye cheeze bahut different thi, target killings hui yahan pe, uske bawajood hum logon ne itna protest kiya. ये बहुत ही एक ड्रास्टिक ये टाइम रहा हम लोगों के लिए, लेकिन फ्रॉम पास्ट 5 years आई कैन से इट्स अ लॉट ऑफ चेंजेस हियर। अगर चेंज नहीं होती तो हम लोग आज यहाँ बैठ के बात नहीं कर रहे होते।
ओके, एज अ टीचर एंड आल्सो समवन हु इज अ कश्मीरी पंडित, यू नो देयर आर कंसर्न्स अबाउट यू नो पंडित्स लार्जली इन जम्मू एंड द एंटायर शिफ्ट व्हिच हैज हैपेंड ऑफ टारगेटेड किलिंग्स व्हिच इज प्लेइंग आउट। Are that a matter of concerns?
Yes, ma'am. Obviously, it is a matter of concern.
Security. How much of security?
Security is also a matter of concern. मैं आपको यही कहना चाहूँगी, जो ये migration है, ये दुखती रग पे आप पाँव डाल, कोई भी जब हम इस पर topic लेते हैं ना, migration, ये कश्मीरी पंडित across the India, हमें यही feel होता है कि ऐसा क्यों हुआ? It is all the politically motivated religious migration which were executed by some anti-socials. So ये जो चीज़ें हुई है, ये बहुत ही दुखद चीज़ें हुई है कश्मीरी माइग्रेंटों के साथ। रही बात फिर इधर जो इनको पैकेजेस दिए गए, जॉब दिए गए, हाँ उनके लिए तो एक चीज़ बेनिफिट हुआ, मगर इस कंडीशन में जो पहले, जो अगर आप कंपेयर किया जाए पहले वाले डिके 10 साल पहले, बहुत कंडीशन अलग थी, आज कुछ अलग है। पहले स्टोन पेल्टिंग होती थी, एजुकेशन सही से नहीं चल पाते थे, हफ्ते में सिर्फ एक क्लास लगती थी, आजकल आप देखोगे कि बिल्कुल एजुकेशन, हेल्थ सब इम्प्रूव है, हर किसी सेक्टर में बहुत इम्प्रूवमेंट है।
एक्चुअली पार्ट ऑफ द यू नो शी इज अ जर्नलिस्ट एंड आल्सो समवन हु इज इन्वॉल्वड इन एजुकेशन, राइट? सो व्हाट अकॉर्डिंग टू यू ज़बरीन इज द लार्जर सेंटिमेंट रिलेटेड विद रिगार्ड्स टू एजुकेशन, यू नो, बिकॉज द फर्स्ट वर्ड इन कुरान इज इकरा, पढ़ो। सो इज देयर अ सेंस दैट तालीम इज सो इम्पोर्टेंट, इल्म इज वेरी इम्पोर्टेंट?
First of all, thank you, ma'am, for inviting me on your show. अभी पहले यहाँ पे unemployment की बात उठी, मैं पहले उस पर बोलना चाहूँगी। कश्मीर इस हद तक आप इस सिचुएशन पे पहुँचा है कि PhD scholar आप क्लास 4th के लिए अप्लाई करता है, क्या वो इस लायक है? मैं नहीं हूँ किसी काम छोटा बड़ा नहीं होता है, बट मैं कह रही हूँ आप आज का ट्रेंड है इलेक्ट्रिक ऑटो, वो पता वो इतनी डिग्रीज उन्होंने की होती है, आज वो इलेक्ट्रिक ऑटो चला रहा है। मैं चाहती हूँ कि जो अगली गवर्नमेंट आएगी, मैं चाहती हूँ वो इस पर संजीदा से काम करे। प्राइवेटाइजेशन सेक्टर जो है ना यहाँ पे, उसको बढ़ावा मिलना चाहिए, प्राइवेट सेक्टर यहाँ डेवलप होना चाहिए, ताकि उसे अनएम्प्लॉयमेंट की रेट भी डाउन हो जाएगी।
So jobs is always, yes, we have started it about jobs. Jobs has remained the big issue because, as I said, the UPSC, the 70% population of Jammu and Kashmir is less than 35.
That's a huge one.
That is a huge. So you have a huge youth bulge. Amit was talking about the challenge of the migrant, these employees. I have seen them actually struggling and fighting on the streets. Literally, they are living in ghettos now because their postings had to be at one place because of the security concern. They had to fight it out.
We will. उसमें सबसे ज़्यादा unemployment की rate जो है वो कश्मीर में दिखाई गई है.
So that's a matter of huge concern. So how will the political parties address that? And are you all convinced that the politicians have the right policies in place?
There are 1.2 million well-educated boys and girls in JNK who are unemployed, and there is no private sector, there is no corporate sector. See, we cannot expect any government coming, assuming charge here, and they won't be having a magic wand to address this challenge. But there has to be I believe there has to be avenues generated for creation of jobs. There has to be some corporate sector and private industry, if not the industry which will actually harm our environment. But some industry, let's talk about corporate sector, IT industry. Kashmir per se is the ideal and best place for IT sector, and we don't have that sector still here. We have Kashmiri boys working in Delhi NCR, Gurgaon, or even in some other countries in IT, but there is no avenues of IT industry.
So there is this quest, according to you, that Kashmiris want to work in Jammu and Kashmir. They do not want to migrate out to Delhi, Bombay, Bangalore and work there. As a Kashmiri who will be going to cast your vote, sure, what will be the issues on your mind?
Definitely, this is going to be one of the turning point. I feel like that this election is going to be like what we had. We had a lot of voters who are casting their vote for the very first time. Like we had seen the desperation and destruction all over, and what we had seen in the past. And I feel like I had met a lot of boys who are willing to, cast their vote for the very first time. That is, we don't need that hollow slogans and all other things. We are voting for the promises that can be actually fulfilled. This is what they were actually talking about, all about the unemployment rate and all other avenues that we should be created for the young people. You see, the Indian government or the state government had been, able to create an atmosphere of peace. That is very well. I, being an MBA graduate, before 2-3 years, I was like whether I should invest somewhere or not, because the uncertainty and all other things were roaming up in my mind, whether I should invest because there is an uncertainty, there could be hatal curfew or somewhere like that. That chapter is gone now, and we are just like peaceful in everywhere, and there are like everywhere there is an 365 working days or like that. So when they are just investing in, I feel like there should be some of the avenues for the young generation, that some of the startup schemes should be made outrightly for the young people. Whether we are just bringing the outsiders to invest over here, then focus should be on the Kashmiri youth to also.
Okay. There are manifestos by different parties. For example, BJP's Sankalp Patra. It is talking, it's not talking about giving direct 5 lakh jobs, but it's saying we'll create opportunities for 5 lakh jobs. National Conference Manifesto is talking about giving 1 lakh jobs because there are already 65,000 vacancies in government departments. Almost same thing is being said by the PDP. Congress has not released its manifesto so far. They have given certain guarantees, but not a manifesto. Do you think what best this manifesto should have for the youth, for the youngsters of the valley? Can we
pass on that?
Yeah, thank you. So far as this manifesto of different political parties are concerned, I am observing it since the beginning of the election rallies and campaigns. So I found it more like they are still fighting the war of narratives with each other. There is least engagement of youth. For example, right from 370, there is a slogan that's the integration and engagement of Kashmiri youth, product to Kashmiri youth, through different spaces. But I don't found it like, being a Kashmiri youth and being a research scholar,
But isn't democracy the best form of engagement? There cannot be better form of engagement anywhere in the world planet than democracy when we get a right. Though it may have come very late, but it has finally arrived.
Of course, democracy, the beginning, the way democracy is working right now in Kashmir is, of course, a welcome step. But there are apparatus. Democratic apparatus are always there who are actually the real drivers of democracy. For example, we have different political parties. Electoral process is one of the important agents of democracy. The way electoral process is going on in Kashmir, I found a vacuum there. For example, there is least engagement of youth. Jobs, you know, since the inception of election in Kashmir, everyone is talking about jobs.
Of course, that would be there, Mare, yeah. Isn't it? That when you have a gap between two elections, which is 10 years, so
yes.
Naturally there would be a political vacuum, political parties may have lost their political moorings.
And there has been a huge shift in terms of the political landscape also, because of the participation of the number of independents. How do you read that? The number of independent candidates, are they representing the aspirations of youth, or which is the political party at present?
Of course,
which is representing the aspirations of youth.
Prior to the abrogation of 370, there was a sort of monopolistic competition between political parties. Like there was PDP, Congress, and National Conference. Now there is the mushrooming of independent candidates, and the wave is taken different by the youth of Kashmir, because they are giving you n number of choices, for example, but the question is there that what will be the after elections, will they be able to deliver that? Because
will they remain independent?
Exactly. And second important point is,
but people have to decide who will they vote for. We should not question the wisdom of people.
Yes.
They will make a better choice, informed choice.
Yes,
and we should respect that.
Yes, but he has made an interesting point there, because that there is a wave or a political shift which was seen earlier as a monopoly of certain political parties, so to newer faces. As young Kashmiris, what are your thoughts? Please speak. Yeah.
Maria, slogans have been hollow. This generation of Kashmir, we have been victims of politics of JNK, politics of one national party, and politics of every regional and sub-regional political party. You see this ray of hope? It is all because of 2019, that bigger change which has brought this smile on the faces of this younger generation. I am a victim of that politics which was played during the 90s. Nehru, Amit, all of us, Wajahat, we all are the victims of that politics. And now, you seeing this ray of hope? This is the change which was brought in 2019. This is the outcome of that change, that we are able to sit on the banks of Dal Lake and speak our hearts out. It was not possible before. Kashmir is the crown of India.
Yes.
Kashmir is the cradle of civilizations. We need to address civilizational challenges. The biggest challenge we are facing right now is the Kashmiri Pandit. Our Kashmiri Pandits are scattered all across the globe. Have they returned to their homes? No. These political parties, especially regional and sub-regional parties, with Indian National Congress, Indian National Congress, they are again trying to mislead Kashmiri people.
Good thing about these elections is the gathering. The gathering is the happy gathering. There is no violence. Previously, what happened, anyone who is supporting any political party, by evening he is threatened or harassed. Why are you doing this? So the only best thing about these elections is that people are happily trying to participate in the democratic process,
right,
which is the good change.
Right, but he actually said that it is because of the abrogation of Article 370, this group of people from different backgrounds are able to speak freely. It is a very interesting thing what happened in 1990. There was one section who was speaking loudly, and the other section, whether it was large or small, was completely silent. It was not able to talk. But in 90, one section got silent and the other section has started talking. So these are two phases, 1990 and 2019, which would define Kashmir and it the way we have been talking about this place. So this is one view he has said. But we will talk about this election. So let's not miss. This is an election regardless of 2019. It is a time when we say celebration of democracy. Can you tell us what is your expectation as a Kashmiri Pandit? Can you please pass on the mic? Because he talked about as a Kashmiri Pandit, because for last 10 years, everybody was hoping that you Kashmiri Pandits will return. But what I have seen, instead of return, I saw even employees had to fled from their workplace in the valley or the ordinary, these temporary shelters, and shift to Jammu for months on because of the targeted killings?
I will start it from 2009 when this relief and rehabilitation process started. What happened that that time, ki jaise ye diya gaya humko, to uske baad in logon ne kya kiya ki aaj 14 saal ho gaye. जैसे अभी आप बोल रहे हैं कि 5 लाख वैकेंसीज़ फिल करेंगे, हमारी 6,000 वैकेंसीज थी जो इन्होंने हमें दी थी, 6,000 पोस्ट समय दी गई थी. टुडे 14 इयर्स हैव गॉन, दैट पोस्टर्स आर नॉट स्टिल फिल्ड. तो ये कैसे 5 लाख पोस्ट है अभी और, जब इन्होंने 14 साल में हम 6,000 पोस्ट इन्होंने फिल नहीं कर पाए, तो हाउ दे कैन फिल 5 लाख पोस्ट, जैसे मैनिफेस्टो में लिख रहे हैं लोग.
नहीं, हर एक पार्टी ने जो वादा किया है, जिस पार्टी का मैं देख रहा हूँ नेशनल कॉन्फ्रेंस ऑफ इंडिया, कश्मीरी पंडित की बाइज्जत वापसी.
सर, ये
है बीन सी इट की सिंस 1996.
ये सिर्फ एक आई वॉश है सर, जो हम पिछले 15 साल 14 साल से देखते आ रहे हैं. इट्स एन आई वॉश.
नो
रिलीफ एंड रेवोल्यूशन हैज बीन, येट इट इज एन दिस कमर्शियल, ये पैकेज दिया गया हमें. इट इज नॉट अ रिलीफ एंड रेवोल्यूशन प्रोसेस.
ओके, सो देन इन दैट केस, सो अमंग ऑल द वेरियस पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज हु आर प्रॉमिसिंग रिहैबिलिटेशन ऑफ कश्मीरी पंडित, which is the party that Kashmiri pandits want to believe in right now?
Ma'am, jo cheeze honi chahiye thi hame, jisse hope thi, jo pichle kuch saalon mein yahan pe, jaise main, hamara ye think tha jab 2019 mein abrogation of article 370 hua, we have high hopes. But no party, main still bolta hu, koi party ne hamara saath nahi diya, hamara koi kaam nahi hua hai aaj tak.
Okay, Wajahat, coming on this, you know, we have discussed education, we have discussed jobs, we have discussed safety, security. What else is on the mind of youth?
See, you know, I just want to add one more thing here. Initially, I started, main wahi complete karna chahta hu. Mere liye ek surprising and ek bahut badi baat ye hai ki that, you know, Javed sahab was talking about that jitne bhi jo elections yahan pe hua karte the, then definitely we were expecting there will be attacks. There will be militant attacks, there will be some other stone pelting attacks. But this is the election where we are expecting, you know, we have hopes from both mainstream and in past, jo log separatist karte the, wo, they are also in elections.
Hmm.
So in coming years, so there will be no kind of that conflict and terrorism, what we are expecting.
Okay.
So the Jamaat and the same thing, Jamaat and the National Conference, whether is BJP and all that. So hamari expectation is that there should be a peaceful atmosphere. Apart from that, there should be some policies regarding for the youth of Kashmir, at least now conflict se aage, now so they can do something good for us.
Agar baat kare is reservation ki, main aapko ek baat bolungi, job mein bhi hum dekh rahe 40% open merit walon ke liye, admissions ke time bhi dekh rahe hum, you jo is wajah se piche reh jate aur aage jo rehte reserved log rehte. Ha, agar hum baat kare reserved backward area, government to un areas ko aap develop kar rahi hai, उन एरियाज को डेवलप, बट स्टिल दे आर यूजिंग दैट कैटेगरी सेट के. इवन गवर्नमेंट को चाहिए और एरियाज वैसे डेवलप है, ये जो रिजर्व्ड कैटेगरी है वो वहां पे खत्म हो जाए.
एंड दिस इज द बिग इशू, रिजर्वेशन, दिस इज अ बिग इशू. इफ यू सी द सोशल मीडिया यंगस्टर्स, दे आर सेइंग डू जस्टिस विद द ओपन मेरिट. You may be having some sort of other communities, but in Jammu and Kashmir, there's a slogan by youngsters, young educated people, do justice with the open merit. Reason is simple. You have a 70% general category population.
Hmm.
You have like 7% scheduled caste population.
Hmm.
SC. You have then the, ST population. Now there are SC Gujars, Gujar Bakrawal, which already had reservation.
Hmm.
Now they have added Paharis and others into that reservation. ST, which is another Pahari.
So the reservation policy has to be redefined.
They are saying give reservation based on the population.
So let's try and end this conversation, Azir, with the poet here, Jamal Badgami, needs no introduction. He is one of the most renowned faces and recognizable faces of the valley.
Main kahan se wo alfaz laun aur kis samandar se aur kis pahad se laun jiski main Modi ji ki tareef karun. जो हम यहाँ बैठे हुए हैं, जो हम यहाँ अमन का सांस ले रहे हैं, ये मोदी जी का देन है. कश्मीर की एक परंपरा जो है,
कश्मीरियत जमहूरियत,
हाँ बिल्कुल, कश्मीरियत जो है, यहाँ हमारे हिंदू भाई जो शायर थे वो प्रॉफिट पर नात लिखते थे, मनसेद लिखते थे, और मैं भी बचपन में मैंने शुरू कर दिया लीला से, मैंने भगवान कृष्ण की लीला से शुरू कर दी. उसके बाद जब उग्रवाद आ गया तो मैंने लीला ये बंद की, क्योंकि गोली तो मतलब जरूरी थी उस वक्त. तो मैं थोड़ा कुछ सुना रहा हूँ. भगवान कृष्ण पर मैंने कुछ लिखा है. सुछुपान आलीशान भगवान कृष्ण सोन, क्या पोषण मशुबान भगवान कृष्ण सोन, यीना सुरक्षित बोश जरहस बपादन पोश, तारख न बस्ताबान भगवान कृष्ण सोन, थो कान में यमनादन जरहस बगुल पादन, दय सुंद मलुल अरमान भगवान.
Thank you so much, Jamalji. Thank you so much for sharing that thought. And thank you to all the panelists who joined us at this hour. With that, it's a wrap from Nazeer and me. Thank you for joining us on this special broadcast. Of course, we'll continue our coverage of Jammu and Kashmir.
And this, what Jamalji has said, it is not something new. It is an old tradition of Kashmir, whether it was Mohanlal Aima singing Nath, mesmerizing Nath, or it is the Shiv Leela by Muslim great singers like Muhammad Abdullah Tibat Bakal, which mesmerized, which is Pujai Lagai Param Shiva Shivnath. So nothing new about it. We had the syncretic culture and it will go on. Right now we will have to see how we are going to vote in this elections and who is going to form the next government.
So we'll know about it in October. So thank you so much for joining us.